from KQED.
After the fiery standoff that finished ex-cop Christopher Dorner last week, L.A.'s police chief says he intends to follow through on his pledge to reopen the case that forced Dorner out of the LAPD. Erica Aguilar of KPCC reports.
Fired LAPD officer and Navy reservist Christopher Dorner raised allegations of departmental racism and a code of silence that has haunted the Los Angeles Police Department since the late 90s of the Rodney King era and beyond. The city's police chief, Charlie Beck, has promised full public disclosure into a re-examination of Dorner's firing on misconduct charges.
Just like it's important that the public has faith in the police department, it's important that the police department has faith in its own discipline system. And that is fair, and that is equitable.
Beck says he needs the case to be biopsied, even though Dorner's now dead, so he'll know if and where changes need to be made in department procedures. Chief Beck says the Dorner case has brought him closer to his officers. One of those officers, LAPD Captain Philip Tingarides, joined the chief yesterday. For 6 days, he and his family hunkered down at their home surrounded by armed police with rifles. Dorner had listed the captain as one of his targets because he chaired the 2008 disciplinary panel that led to his dismissal. Tingarides says he has new empathy for the people in the rough South LA community he polices.
Some of the talk in the community and that we've heard is, well, you know, how come they were hunkered down? He talks about being courageous and facing criminals all the time as community members. But why is he hunkered down? Now he knows how we feel. That's absolutely true.
Chief Beck says he expects the first part of the review of Dorner's firing would be done by the end of the month, but it could be weeks later until the Inspector General, the Police Commission, and finally the public can weigh in. For the California Report, I'm Erica Aguilar.